Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary and I'm joined with Josh, and our guests this week are Kara and Shannon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi ladies, it's great to have you and Josh.
Why, thank you.
Sir, I'd say, yeah. I was going to leave it at ladies, but you know.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate that.
Well, this week we are going to be talking about the power of praise. And
it covers
a multitude. I mean, it really does. To praise God is to call attention to His glory. Praise is the act of acknowledging and expressing gratitude for God's goodness and deeds.
Yeah, and you know, God is so worthy of us calling attention to His glory. He's so good to us. Psalm 22:3 tells us that God inhabits our praises. When we praise Him, He's present in all His holiness. Psalms 23:3 says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." So praise creates a welcoming environment. It's an invitation for Him to come in and abide with us.
Amen. The fact that our praises causes Him to do that, to abide and dwell with us, is amazing. When you think about God doing that, whenever He's dwelling with us, living with us, that means so much. If you dwell somewhere, you live there. And if you spend time there, when you apply this to God, it means He's living with us. It is a faith builder.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
That we abide. That
yes.
We abide in Him and He abides in us.
Because home is, I always think of home. When you dwell somewhere, you're at home. And I've been fortunate to live in a home all my life that was loving. It was good. And so when you think about God dwelling in that setting, it's amazing. It's comfortable.
It's peace.
Yeah.
And protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Bible tells us that if we live a life of praise, He's going to abide with us and dwell in our praises. And so that's a good reason to praise Him right there. Psalm 84:1 in the Passion Translation. Every now and then I like to read the Psalms in the Passion Translation. It says, "God of heaven's armies, you find so much beauty in your people. They're like lovely sanctuaries of your presence." Isn't that neat? I like the way that it said that, because it's a beautiful picture of us when we praise. We're temples of His Holy Spirit. And when my temple is full of praise, I like to think that to God, I am a lovely sanctuary of His presence.
Right.
And in His presence is all the power that we are ever going to need. Whatever we need is going to be found inside His power, and His power is always with us when His presence is there.
And more power than we'll ever need.
Yes.
Actually.
More power than we understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it is at our disposal, and how much we tap into that power is up to us to tap into it or not. I found an amazing quote that says, "In giving oneself to praise, the worshiper declares his or her total alignment with God's purposes." And what better place to be? We are lined up with God. We are accessing our purpose that He has for us, and we are right on track with Him, and such a wonderful place to be, very peaceful in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, if you start praising God, I mean, you could go on and on and on. You know, you get lost in it. There's no way to praise Him and not get lined up with his might and with His power, because you can list and praise and praise and praise over and over for the things that He's done for us. He's so worthy.
Very, yes.
It goes on to say in Psalm 85:9 in that same Passion Translation, "For I know your power and presence shines on all your devoted lovers. Your glory always hovers over all who bow low before you." And so that kind of taps into the fact that His power is right there in His presence. It says, "I know your power and your presence shines on all your devoted lovers." When we praise Him, He is present with us. And when He's present with us, we have all that power. His glory hovers over us as we bow low before Him. Isn't that neat?
That is amazing.
If we live in a constant attitude of praise, God's presence and His power just go with us everywhere we go. We bring Him into every room that we walk into.
And people notice.
Yeah.
That is not accidental. That is not unnoticed. Whenever the Holy Spirit, whenever God walks with us into a room, people notice a difference.
Yeah. And that's really necessary. It's really important that we take him with us, because that's our witness.
That's
how we make a difference in the world, is by taking him with us everywhere we go.
So therefore, you could look at that as, do people see the difference in you from the world? And that's evidence of it.
Yeah. It sets you apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the Psalms. Don't you guys just love the Psalms?
Yes.
I can just read the Psalms all the time.
Mary just loves David in general.
I do.
Do you love David?
We're going to live on the same block. I'm pretty sure.
I love that. Well, I'm, yeah, that will be neat. That'll be neat someday to meet David.
I'll probably be on the other side of the kingdom. Let's be honest.
But she's going to be at his house every single day.
Right.
Whether he wants her there or not.
Sitting out in the yard. There he goes.
Is that because you love the Psalms that he wrote?
Yes.
Or is it just his,
I love how much he loved the Lord.
Right.
And I think that's what draws us together as Christians, is you see that in one another, and you're drawn to that. Your spirit and my spirit are drawn to one another.
Yes.
So I love that.
I relate to David too.
Yes.
Because, like I said, I could just live in the Psalms.
Right. And he was not perfect.
No.
By any means. He was a regular man.
But he just constantly lived a life of praise. Yeah. Yes. And you see in the Psalms, too, mm-hmm. how imperfect he was. Because one chapter, he's, you know, how long, Lord?
Right,
you know,
right.
He's down and he's discouraged. And then the next scripture, he's praising God for bringing him through it. And we get to see by that example that we're going to go through things like that. But we praise God through it, and he'll bring us through it.
Amen.
In Psalm 62:11. It says, God hath spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongeth unto God. And we know that, but if we really want to tap into his power, praising him is where it's at. Praise is a weapon. It's something that we can use to bring out the power of God in our life.
Well, it's a power source.
Yes.
I've said this before. It's like plugging your cell phone in. If it's not plugged in, the battery's going to go down.
Yes.
But if we stay plugged into God, you're always going to be ready to go.
Yes, whatever you need.
That's right.
It's found in his presence and in his power.
Amen.
So whatever it is that you need today, that's where it's at.
Yes.
That's good. One of the things that you see repeatedly in the Psalms is that it's a comfort. You know, praise is comfort. It says in Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So we can put on a garment of praise, which will literally lift off that
good
spirit
hymn
of heaviness.
Too.
Yeah. You want to sing it, Mary?
No, I don't.
That's a visual, too. Mm-hmm. A garment of praise versus the spirit of heaviness.
Yes.
Heaviness is burdensome and oppressive.
Yes.
And a garment of praise is the opposite of that. So why would we not?
Yeah. So when you start feeling that heavy spirit settling on you, you know that the thing to do is to start to praise God.
That's right.
And that spirit of heaviness can't abide there, you know?
It's gotta let you loose.
Yeah. You sing that old song, Praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. That's what you have to do. It will literally, when you praise the Lord, you can shake off all that heaviness when you put on that garment of praise.
Every time.
Yes.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Psalm 42:5. And even though the psalmist was downcast, he knew that seeking God's face would cause him to praise God. Everyone has times in their lives when they are discouraged. We have all had those times when we're discouraged and we're downcast. Human nature is to dwell in the negatives. Sometimes whenever we surround ourselves with the people who contributed to that negative, is also hard. And they continue down a path to a greater sadness that's oppressive. But God, That's, I love it when we can say, but God, whenever whenever Scripture says, but God.
That's right.
You know the goodness is coming out. When we praise Him, He dwells with us. He abides with us, and His presence changes our despair to hope in Him. And there again is the word dwell, abide, live with, walk with daily. It's not just occasionally. I guess it could be. If a person didn't want to access the power, like right. we've talked about, if a person wasn't willing to praise God, because like we've talked about, the song, what was the song you guys talked about that where all we can do is praise?
Gratitude.
Gratitude. Mm-hmm, yeah. I love that song. And that's
what we have to offer.
That's what we have to offer. What, like we've talked about, what else do we have to offer to someone who has everything?
Yeah.
Christmas. What are you going to buy? I don't know. They have everything.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with God. But to praise Him, a simple act that He longs and loves.
Yes.
Longs for and loves.
It's contagious. It's just like when you're talking about the negative things. You know, that's contagious. That spreads like wildfire.
It does.
But when we praise and worship, then we spread that around. And that's what we want to share with others, not...
Right.
The negative Nellies.
And have you seen that in life?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've been in the negative group, but then praise God for the group, the positive group, the prayer warrior group, right. the group that seeks to be uplifting God together.
Right. Yeah.
Huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't think they're not out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get buckled into a church and find that yes. group of people that's going to... You know, that's going to pray with you and praise with you and encourage you, because you're right. That is contagious, too. You know, multiple times in scriptures, you see deliverance came in a moment of praise. No matter what kind of thing is going on, you can begin to praise God in the midst of it. And He shows up and His power shows up. Praise confuses the enemy and brings deliverance. And it's not because of anything we do or anything we say or how good we sing or anything. It's because God shows up.
Right. It paralyzes
us. It does. Yes. Because when God shows up on the scene, everything changes. And when you praise Him, He's going to show up. 2 Chronicles 20, the whole entire scripture is just a powerful picture of that. Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, they were in a fearful battle situation. There was a great army headed their way. And so he had all the people begin to fast and worship together in unity. You guys remember this story?
Mm-hmm.
And so he gathers everybody together and he says, we're going to fast and we're going to pray. And then Jehoshaphat prays this prayer of praise. And it says in 2 Chronicles 20, and Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? You know, this prayer, he goes and he prays this prayer of praise to God until, what do you think happens? The Spirit showed up.
Right.
The Spirit of the Lord showed up. And it says it showed up on this Jehazel, the son of Zechariah. And it goes on to say that he says, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle's not yours, but the Lord's. Right?
That's right.
And it goes on to say that Jehoshaphat bowed his head to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem before the Lord, and they worshiped him, all of them together. And that's a good picture of the body of Christ worshiping together, corporate worship, because we have our private moments of worship, but then we have these corporate moments of worship where we come together in unity and we praise God. And so what happens is a great victory.
Right.
They all get together. They all stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And down a few verses, it says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Wow. They sent the singers mm-hmm. out ahead of the mighty men of battle.
Right.
So what's more important?
Praise.
Yep.
Yeah.
He said, before anything else, I want those singers out there singing my praises. And they didn't have to fight the battle. Right. The Lord fought the battle for them.
Right. And the result was unbelievable.
Yeah.
They weren't touched. He said, I'm going to fight the battle for you. And then all of these people that were killed, they got to collect the spoils from that. And it took 3 days.
Yeah. Not only were they defeated, but they took all the spoils.
Right.
Well, they came home.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
They weren't just defeated. They were utterly
right.
defeated.
Right.
So, you know, it wasn't people just limping off.
No.
It was over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's God's power at
yes.
work.
Yeah, yes. He slayed them.
Because to me, the story seems like God caused confusion for them to attack each other.
Yeah, they rose mm-hmm. up against each other.
Yes, and unbelievable.
Yeah.
All because of praise.
Yeah, and so sometimes we think we have a whole big battle to fight, but all we really have to do mm-hmm. is praise the Lord and let Him do it. Because
Isn't
He always
comforting?
Shows up. Yes.
That is so comforting because we get so discouraged or so have so much anxiety about a situation. We need to ditch all of those things and realize whose battle it is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because
and how big He is.
And yes. we know that it's the rulers and principalities mm-hmm. of this world that we fight against. And we know that we also have authority in taking that spot, but God says, praise me and I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, something I thought about was, you know, if you go back to Esther, Moses, you know, in some of these teachings, that what came out of their mouths is what defeated them. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, you know, they said, we're going to do this and hang
Mordecai
and they built the gallows, and that's not what happened.
Mm-mm, not at all.
You know, God said, I'm going to show
I'll
you.
I'll show you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that just made me think of that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Because His ways and plans are higher.
Higher, yes.
And more powerful.
Yeah. Amen. And so by the end of this battle, they come back to Jerusalem and they're playing their harps and their trumpets, and they're headed back to the house of the Lord, and the fear of God was on all the kingdoms around them. And it says in the last sentence says, so the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about.
Wow.
So seemed like a great big scary situation, but all that was required was praise the Lord and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen. Ladies, I think this is a good place for us to stop for now. We're going to have to come back and do a part two on this one. This is really good. And we don't want to miss any of the... We're going to squeeze every little bit out of this we can. Kara, would you like to say our closing prayer, please?
I would. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this day. And we praise You as Your Word shows us that You love our praises. And that is our way of loving You and showing You how much that we love You. And Lord, I thank You for Your Word and all that it instructs and gives us. We thank You for this time together, and we ask, Lord, that this goes out and reaches the people that it needs to reach, that Your mighty Word is heard and used and makes change. And we thank You, Lord, for everything that You do. You got Your guidance and love, and it's in Your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Karen, Shannon, for being here, and Josh. And we want to thank everyone for joining us today. If you haven't already, make for sure you subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss an episode. Please leave a review and share with your family and friends so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve, to reach, and to teach.